We don't begin today with this story. We are now told that media personality Patrick Doyle has taken a swipe at Christians who use the phrase, "What God cannot do does not exist." Patrick Doyle, in a post shared on his Facebook page on March 19, said the slogan has over time proven to be silly. According to him, now quoting exactly what he said, what he wrote on his Facebook page, quote, "Some people are just too obstinate to admit their folly. Even after that slogan, 'What God cannot do doesn't exist,' has been proven to be silly, they still continue to chant it." That's what Patrick Doyle, former newscaster, news presenter, that's what he wrote on his Facebook page yesterday, March 19, saying some people are just too obstinate to admit their folly. Even after that slogan, "What God cannot do doesn't exist," has been proven to be silly, they still continue to chant it. What do you think about this? What do you think about it? And why does this matter? Now, this matters first because what God cannot do does not exist. Whenever you hear a person saying that a truth affirmed by the scripture is silly or it's not true, you should be interested in that. But again, we are not so naive as not to understand the nuances involved in all this pushback against this slogan. As I said earlier on, in Nigeria, and for those who are familiar with current affairs in Christian circles in Nigeria, you know that statement, "What God cannot do does not exist," goes beyond the statement of affirmation by a Christian. It is the slogan used by a certain Christian fellowship, a certain Christian movement in Nigeria. Now, I also know from other things I've read that among Christian preachers, among Christian ministries, there are sometimes disaffection and disagreement, even rivalry from time to time. I struggle to understand what Patrick Doyle was trying to make here. Was he trying to make a point about that Christian fellowship that adopted that slogan? Was he trying to make a point about those who flocked to that Christian fellowship, which is a prayer fellowship? Or was he trying to make a point about the pastor leading that fellowship? If he was trying to make a point about those who flocked to that prayer platform, about the pastor leading that platform, or about the genuity of the gathering of that fellowship, if he was trying to make that point, he did not make it as clearly as he should. And he should have been more clear as to what he was trying to do. But if he was trying to make the point about the truth of the statement itself, that what God cannot do does not exist, then I think he went overboard in describing it as silly. He went overboard. And indeed, he lied by saying that it has been proven to be silly. Proven by who? Proven by who to be silly? Now, I know there are people out there who want to pick ears and say, look, okay, there are some things God cannot do. People say that when people hear, God can do all things, but God cannot lie. God can do all things, but God cannot steal. God can do all things, but God cannot do evil. No, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. The Bible affirms that there is nothing that God cannot do. And you know that as well as I do. And yes, there are things God will not do, but there is nothing that God cannot do. God will not do certain things because by his very nature, he has said he will not do them, and he's a faithful God. He will not do the things that are not consistent with his nature, but there is nothing that he cannot do. In Jeremiah 32, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out hand, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Nothing too hard for thee. And in verse 27 of the same chapter, Jeremiah 32, our Lord replies, saying, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" I would say, notwithstanding all the nuances involved in these things, perhaps there are overtones, perhaps there are undertones, perhaps this is about rivalry between Christian fellowships or Christian ministers. Perhaps this is about those who flock to prayer fellowships without living righteous lives. Perhaps this is about those who think they can only pray and not walk. Perhaps this is about those who feel that pastors are fleecing people of their time and of their resources by pretending to pray for them. I do not know what it's about, but I will never join anyone to condemn a statement, the truth that has been affirmed by the Bible. I will not join anyone in casting aspersion on the name of the Lord. If any statement, any truth affirms the power of God, I will affirm it. Paul said, don't worry about these people. Even if they do it to spite us, even if they are in the ministry to spite us, even if they are in the spirit to spite Christ, even if they are doing it for their own belly, even if they are doing it for ulterior motives, what matters is that the name of God is glorified, the name of God is magnified. Is there anything too difficult for me? Is that any different from what God cannot do doesn't exist? And of course, when the Lord himself said, is there anything too difficult for me? Of course, he said it knowing that his people know that he would not do unrighteousness, he would not do iniquity, he would not lie, he would not do anything against his revealed nature. Yet he said it, is there anything too difficult for me? And the moment a Christian begins to think that there are certain things God cannot do, the moment begins to think that it is silly to believe that what God cannot do doesn't exist, that's a dangerous moment. That's a dangerous moment indeed. And I would suppose that anyone who wants to pick issues with that Christian fellowship or with the gentleman who is associated with that Christian fellowship, anybody who wants to pick issues with them or with those who flock there should be very clear in what he or she is saying. If you think the fellowship is not founded on the word of God, it's not genuine, if you think people are being taken for a ride, if you think people are being misled, if you think people are being fleeced of their resources, if you think people who go there do not live righteous enough or do not believe in the name of God, say so and be very clear about it. But let's not bring the name of God into disrepute. In my own opinion, what Mr. Patrick Doyle said, what he wrote on his Facebook page, amounts to bringing the name of God into disrepute. If he wanted to attack that fellowship, he should have done so, but not make any attempt for anyone to suppose that there's nothing God cannot do. The Bible says there's nothing God cannot do. All power belongs to God. We were reminded at 6:30 a.m. this morning, 6:30 a.m. band this morning, all power belongs to God. All power. And anyone who does not believe that is an unbeliever.